Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dave Archer, the Atlanta Falcons analyst.
Analyst?
For the Falcons Radio.
Thanks, Dylan,
for
leaving me out there on my own.
Hey, and just a reminder, our conversation with Arch is presented by John Foy & Associates. Experienced personal injuries attorney. Get the strong arm. Arch, a lot has been made this week about this Falcons offense. Obviously, a dud of a performance over in Charlotte. I don't think that Dave Archer ever had any performances like last week, but how do you as an offense and as a quarterback kind of get back to the drawing board and make sure you don't let one loss turn into two?
Yeah, anybody's played the game, Mike, and I know you said that facetiously. Anybody's played the game has had some moments like that we had last weekend. Unfortunately, we all got to go through them. But so the first thing you got to do is you got to, you know, check what you're doing. Go back to your fundamentals. I know there's been some conversation. You made some good suggestions about some of the inaccuracies for Michael throwing the football. A lot of it is just from your foundation and getting back to some of that kind of stuff. So get back to your footwork, you know, check yourself. I remember whenever I had some issues, I went back and looked at the tape. Were my eyes going the right direction? Were my feet, when I made a bad throw, were my feet following me or were my feet leading me to get me to make certain throws? So really all you do, and I think it's across the board, each guy goes back and, okay, what am I doing? Am I doing the right things? My technique correct? Why did I get beat on that play? Why weren't my eyes in the right spot? You know, why did I miss that? So I think it's just a recheck. There's not any panic. It's way too early in the year. Certainly some things happened within the coaching staff. From a player standpoint, you and I both know, having been players, we like things to be consistent. And when you see a shakeup, to a certain extent, on the staff, with the wide receiver coach being let go, there were inefficiencies there. So does that point to him? Is it a wake up call? It's all of that, you know. And then there's also, you know, Zach coming downstairs with a communique with his young quarterback. I always liked having the offensive coordinator right next to me. I'll be honest with you, it was much more eyes to eyes, you know, face to face, as opposed to being on the headset. Because you'll think of something later on and you'll want to walk over and ask him a question or something like that, and I got to get back on the headset. Sometimes you don't have time. Somebody else is using it. So there's just a lot of things that go on that are eliminated when he's on the sideline with you. So I think all that being said, you know, you just kind of recheck your basics and get after it.
Well, you covered it all. Appreciate you coming on this morning, Arch.
Have a good call.
Look, there's been so much talk, and then the national media has gotten involved with putting out their two cents on what's going on with this offense. But most importantly, let's talk about Michael Penix's footwork, because Dan Orlowski, and I'm not going to rip Dan's, I like Dan personally. I had no issues with him. He played the game, so I can't rip a guy that played the game. But he said that the pistol formation promotes bad footwork as a guy who played quarterback. And he also mentioned shotgun in there, and I know you were in shotgun. I don't know how much you were in pistol. Do you believe that it promotes bad footwork from a quarterback? What are your thoughts?
There is some merit to you get a little bit lazy with your feet because you don't have to do as much, right? So when you're into the center, we're all taught as quarterbacks that we would like to get the ball as deep to the back as we can to give them an opportunity to hit all the lanes, whether it's if you got stretch run on, if you want to hit it to the outside, if you want to hit it front side early, if you want to cut back. The only way you're going to be able to do that is if you get the ball deep enough to the back so he has the ability to see all of that. All that being said, when you're under center, you know you have to bust your ass to get out there or to get deep enough to get him the ball. So there is a lack of needing to explode out from underneath center when you're in the pistol because all you do is really turn, take one step, and hand the ball. So that's where I said, you know, you've got to go back as a quarterback, like we talked about on Mike's opening question, is I've got to make sure I'm having a sense of urgency as if I were under center with the pistol. So there is some merit to it that you can get a little bit lazy with your feet. And if you're already kind of in that mode, like Michael was last weekend, then it can manifest itself into, you know, not the looks you're looking for and maybe not being in position the way you're supposed to. As far as the back being able to press the hole, the back doesn't press the hole until he gets the ball in his hands. So I don't know where the pistol has anything to do with the back being able to press the hole. I heard some comment about that. The back, when pressing the hole is pressing, if he's essentially the indentation, as you make movement on the offensive line and you get push and you start to play on their side of the line of scrimmage, that's the area the back's trying to press, and then he'll slide to wherever the daylight comes. So if you don't get any movement, there is nowhere to press. So now you're bouncing along the line of scrimmage, and that's what you want, is you want to be able to stop the running back's feet with stalemates at the line of scrimmage if you're on the defensive side of the ball. So the pistol has nothing to do with the back pressing the hole.
Yeah, I agree. That's one of the sticking points I had with it. And I'm with Bo. I really like Dan Orlovsky. I think he makes a lot of good points. But I thought that the point he made about the pistol and about Bajan being 8 yards deep, which Bajan's set at 7.5. It just is what it is. And you know as well as I do, Arch,
well, and he's not going to get it there, Mike,
matter.
Anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Mike, you know he's not getting it that deep anyway because he's coming downhill and the quarterback's turning. So he's essentially taking the ball at about 5 yards deep. It's stupid to say you're handing him the ball at 8 yards deep. You're not going to get that because he's coming downhill.
Yeah, I agree with that point of view. Also, I think the cut he showed was Bajan missing the hole. I mean, everybody that's ever run wide zone knows stick your foot in the ground, get north and south. So I didn't agree with that take. So that's neither here nor there, I guess, as you move towards this weekend. Now, I do want to ask you, too. Zach Robinson was asked the other day, a couple of days ago, you know, about whether or not his offense was predictable or vanilla, whatever you want to talk about it. I thought his comments were interesting. Arch, he brought up sometimes when you're struggling the way the Falcons are, sometimes you feel like you have to kind of dumb it down, maybe take things out. Do I think they should take things out of the passing game? Probably. Do I wish they'd add more in the running game? Yes. What did you make of Zach Robinson's comments of saying, look, maybe we ought to take some things away here and make it more simple?
Yeah, it's a double-edged sword, isn't it, Mike? Because if you get too predictable, those guys on the other side of the ball, and you're going to face, you know, Dan Quinn and Joe Witt Jr., and those guys have been together for a long time, you better not dumb it down too much because they're going to be able to squash you. And I think the Raiders got a little taste of that last weekend when you simplify what you do. So I think simplifying maybe from a play call standpoint, maybe there's a periphery piece to it as far as taking things out. I'm not a big fan of that. Certainly, you want diversity in the run game, and I know that we'd like to see, you know, both guys carry the ball and both guys carry the ball in different ways. I know you and I have had many discussions about being able to do some gap scheme stuff. We've only seen one play as far as that goes for something prepare for. You guys played that clip from Brick talking about how much they have to prepare for Washington, and that's simply that's what you would like to hear from Quinn and from Joe Witt Jr. Hey, there's diversity in this run game. It's really hard to prepare for.
Yeah.
You're not hearing them say that. So that bothers you a little bit. Now you've got a young quarterback that's still trying to learn the game. And if you overload him with checks or different things you got to get to, then it slows him down. And so we see what happens when you get slowed down mentally last weekend. That's not good. So how can I speed him back up to game speed? So if you do simplify things, maybe he operates at a higher level. There's a much better sense of efficiency, and you confuse the defense by running the same things out of different formations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Arch, we don't really know if Jaden Daniels and Marcus Mariota is going to play. We obviously are somewhat familiar with Mariota from his time here, but he played pretty well last week against the Raiders. What do you think, based on what you've kind of been able to see on film, changes when Mariota is in and Daniels is out and vice versa?
I think there's a little bit less vertical passing game with Mariota in the game. I think they'll take some shots down the field. Seems like that there's a little bit more Jaden Daniels is going to take some shots down the field. Maybe it's just because you know, he's gotten to play more in the system, and so he feels more comfortable with it. But they, and the more Mariota plays, the more they're going to take some shots down the field. But Mariota's a bigger player. You're talking about a 220, 225-pound player that you're going to have to tackle in run game. And what they're doing with the run game and what Brick talked about with the variations and the zone reads and the different things, the different gap schemes are doing, they're showing you run one way, and all of a sudden the quarterback's coming out the other way. They're going to have to be really good. So almost like playing – Mike, this is almost like playing the option back in the day where your eyes better be pretty – you better take care of your responsibility. If you get hung up and start peeking and maybe try to crash to make a play, the next thing you know, the ball's going the other direction. So the discipline in run fits is going to be significant this weekend. You're going to have to tackle. These are all big backs. You know, Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt is probably the smallest at 210. McNichols, 210. You know, Rodriguez is 225 pounds. Mariota is 225 pounds. So you better tackle. That's something the Raiders didn't do this weekend. They had 200 yards of rushing, and 80 of it came on two plays. And the 60-yard touchdown run by McNichol, they missed five tackles on the play before he ended up breaking loose and scoring. You got to tackle these guys and get them to the ground. That'll be key.
Finished up here with Dave Archer, Atlanta Falcons radio analyst. And Arch, I look at this matchup and you know, Washington leads the NFL in yards per carry at 5.7. Atlanta is actually tied for the lead in pass defense at 131 yards a game. It seems like it's going to be a slugfest in terms of the run game, maybe on both sides when you look at Michael Penix last week. How do you see this one playing out? And you know, what do you think about the matchup of Jeff Ulbrich facing off with Cliff Kingsbury and vice versa, like you talked about their defense and Dan Quinn matching up with Zach Robinson?
Well, they're going to try to bludgeon you with the run. They're going to see if you can stop the run. Atlanta's been pretty good. I mean, 10th in the league running the football.
Yes,
I mean,
sir.
It's really kind of too early to start leaning into some of the numbers because some of the games played out a certain way where maybe a team didn't throw it as much or a team ran it a little bit more, whatever it might be, and vice versa. But I do think that Atlanta's much better against the run than they were a year ago. I think that the run fits. I think their guys are playing this attack-style defense, and they're doing a good job of getting people in the box to stop the run. So that's going to challenge Kingsbury to try to throw the ball down the field. On the other side of the ledger, when you start looking at Zach versus DQ and Joe Witt Jr., I think that they're going to play a lot of single high safety. I think they're going to get people in the box. They're going to try to take the run game away. They're going to try to make you make some plays down the field. You struggled throwing the ball down the field last week. Can you protect the passer and throw it? I think there's going to be some shot plays here. We've played a lot of teams over the last couple of weeks, or the first 3 weeks, that want to play two high safeties, and kind of take a shot, play away. That's not the way this defense is. This defense plays a lot of single high. They're going to come up and press. They're going to challenge you, and they're going to get people in the box. And, you know, Bobby Wagner had, 11 tackles and 2 sacks last year. He's their middle linebacker. So he's going to be involved up close to the line of scrimmage. So you're going to have some shot plays. Got to be able to protect. Got to be able to hit the shots because you got a chance for some explosives this weekend.
Arch, by the way, our conversation with Arch is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. Hey, I know that you're probably going to pay attention to the Ryder Cup. What are you thinking about this? How do we match up against these Europeans?
Well, we got four rookies on our team, so there's going to be that emotional piece to it that sometimes, you know, all of a sudden you're swinging too hard or you're not staying within yourself. It'll be interesting to see if the veterans that are playing alongside the rookies can calm them down, especially here on the first day with the foursomes and the four ball and all that kind of stuff. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. I think the Europeans are more talented. They've got a deeper group that have won and that have been in the mix to win tournaments. So it'll be interesting there. I think the emotion of the crowd, hopefully the guys can channel that and make it a positive emotion. So I'm going to give a half a point to the crowd at Bethpage Black, and we nudge them 14.5, 13.5. How about that?
I love that, man. Hey, Arch, we'll see you on Sunday. Hopefully we're celebrating the Falcons' victory, my friend.
I hear you, brother. Take care, man.
Thanks, Dave.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.